Finally, the heavens opened, and we had some locally heavy downpours of rain and thunderstorms this past weekend. Now, yes, not everybody saw rain this past weekend, but there are more chances for rain on the way later this week. Not today and not tomorrow. It is a dry start to the week. We have a frontal boundary that is working its way through northeast Florida today. It's kind of the reason why we saw those intense thunderstorms on Sunday, bringing some spots an inch plus of rain, especially south of Interstate 10. And then we had the hail reports and also some high wind gusts reported as well in Clay and St. John's counties yesterday afternoon. Today's just fine. It's going to be a sunny day. It's going to be warm. There may be a sprinkle or brief shower way down into Putnam County and southern St. John's County, but most spots will be dry. Tuesday looks dry as well. And then the weather pattern starts to take a turn for the wetter. We've been tracking an area of low pressure up to the north of northeast Florida over the last couple of days, and it hasn't been moving. So that's why we had the potential for rain and storms both Saturday and Sunday. Now, over the next couple of days, it looks like that low pressure system is going to move farther away from our area, up along the East Coast and eventually New England. Now, there are long-range scenarios that have another low pressure area developing kind of near the northern Gulf Coast or the Deep South. If that happens, that puts northeast Florida in a prime location for rounds of rain and thunderstorms over a span of several days. Whenever you have a low pressure trough at the middle and upper levels of the atmosphere, that is to the west of us. Whenever we are on the east side of low pressure, that usually puts us in the best area for rain and storms. The same is true of a hurricane or a tropical storm. Usually the heaviest rain and the highest winds are on the east side of that low pressure area. The same goes for non-hurricane or tropical storm areas of low pressure. And that's the setup, especially as we look to late this week and even through next weekend and potentially into the following week as well. Like I said, we're starting dry. But then beginning on Wednesday, we'll have those chances for rain. It does look a tad wetter by the time we get to Saturday and Sunday. It still looks like there will be some spots, some neighborhoods that don't see rain every single day. But if you missed on rain this weekend, I like your chances of seeing rain, potentially thunderstorms too. Obviously, we don't want the bad stuff. Sometimes we don't have a choice, though. I like your chances of seeing rain at least once, especially between Thursday and Sunday later this week. We'll be honing in on the timing and the amounts of the rain, you know the drill, over the next few days. So stay tuned. Yes, we still need the rain. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.